Many efforts have been made to try to mitigate HLB since the disease first appeared in Florida in 2005. Now, 10 years later, growers are equipped with an arsenal of tools to help them stay one step ahead of the disease. However, all of these tools come with very high costs. With HLB just recently showing up in California, growers out there are looking at what Florida growers are doing to stay in business. At a recent HLB Tech Summit in California, growers met to look at technologies being utilized in Florida to help fight HLB. Mike Irie, Director of Research and Business Development for Southern Garden Citrus in Clewiston, Florida, spoke at the seminar and said it's important to sort out which tools are most effective if growers hope to alleviate their high costs.
Right. So the Florida growers have been desperate for a cure, and growers are optimists by default. And so they look for the good in everything, and there's just a lot of things that are coming out. Most of them are coming out before they've been fully vetted and tested. So they are basically taking it on faith and trying them, and because they're optimists, they sometimes see some things that may not be there, or they make the right decision with the wrong data, or the other way around. And so it is hard to sort what's good and what's bad, but it's important, and then it'll be important in Florida for the growers to start sorting out, you know, this works and this doesn't, start cutting things out of the program because all the extra things are doing for HLB. Some of it's just an extra cost in the materials, but most of it's in the increased processes that we're doing. The cost is so high that we can't continue to do that for forever.
Irie went on to tell California growers the importance of treating their groves sooner rather than later because of the highly infectious nature of this disease. I'm Josh McGill for Southeast AgNet.